Thank you very much, and good afternoon, everybody. Don't want you to turn there, but 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 10. God says, if you do not work, neither shall you eat. How many times have we sat down when the news is on or the radio is on and the unemployment levels have come out, there's X million unemployed. You sit there and think, well, hang on a minute, there's X million unemployed, there's X million jobs waiting for people to apply for them. Why don't those that are unemployed do the jobs that are, you know, required filling? Why doesn't people in government actually refer to the scripture, if you shall not work, you shall not eat? On the BBC News website, 2nd of February this year, there was an article, Germany's jobless faces tough choices. Unemployment has been climbing steadily, and in January topped 5 million for the first time since the 1930s, according to the German Federal Labour Office. Germany has decided it's time to get tough on the unemployed by stopping benefits if an unemployed person does not take a vacant job. At last, we hear a government with some common sense actually putting this scripture into practice. If you do not work, neither shall you eat. There was an article in the Sunday Telegraph last week on this stance that the Germans are taking. If you do not take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. German welfare reforms compel women under 55 to accept any available work, even if it is in the country's legalised sex industry. A 25-year-old waitress who turned down a job providing sexual services at a brothel in Berlin faces possible cuts to her unemployment benefit under the laws introduced this year. Prostitution was legalised in Germany just over 2 years ago, and brothel owners were granted access to the official database of job seekers. Carries on. The government has considered making brothels an exception on moral grounds, but decided that it would be too difficult to distinguish them from bars. As a result, job centres must treat employees looking for a prostitute in the same way as those looking for a dental nurse. The article concludes, now that prostitution is no longer considered by the law to be immoral, there is really nothing but the goodwill of the job centres to stop them from pushing women into jobs that they do not want to do. If anybody wants to read that, I will leave it up there. It's good for the blood pressure. Prostitution is now considered not to be immoral. I want this afternoon just to examine what God says about this approach that the Germans are taking today, to make sure that we just don't become acclimatized to the gradual degenerate ways that this world is going down into. We're immersed in this world so much that we do become acclimatized to it. So let's just see what God says about prostitution. Let's just, for the time being, forget the fact that one of the Ten Commandments is do not commit adultery. And I would guess that at least 50% of those who are either prostitutes or their clients are probably breaking that commandment. But we'll just skip over that small point for starters. If you would turn to Leviticus 19, please. We're going through here certain laws that were being laid out for the Israelites to abide by. And in verse 29, says, do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness. The word for prostitute is shalal. Excuse the pronunciation, languages is not my strong point, but the meaning of it is to profane or to defile or to pollute oneself. It doesn't have to relate to the act of prostitution that we think of today. It can be prostitution ritually or sexually, this defiling. So let's just step back and reread that. Do not profane or defile or pollute or desecrate your daughter would be the way to read that. Or as the complete Jewish Bible says, do not debase your daughter. Now, as my wife will confirm, I'm a stickler for contract wording and trying to wriggle out of contracts. I have to deal with contractors that do that. So my initial line of thought was, well, technically, those on the job, on the job centre side of things aren't actually prostituting their daughters. They're not actually the parents. You know, that would be one way of looking at it. But the word used here for daughter has got two meanings. Under the first meaning of daughter, the people that are identified is daughter, girl, adopted daughter, daughter-in-law, sister, granddaughters, female child, or cousin. And if that isn't encompassing enough, the second meaning for this word is young women or women. So that sums up half of the human race. It's not just blood relationship. So if you just reread that, it should actually read, or the meaning is, do not debase the women of your country. So, looking at the other half of this, whore and whoredom, the word is zina, which is to commit fornication, to be a harlot, or play the harlot, to commit adultery, to be a cult prostitute, and we'll come on to that in a minute. And it's interesting to note that one of the meanings of this word is to force into prostitution. So one could say that the meaning of this verse is, do not debase or defile the young women of your country to force them to be a harlot, lest the land fall into whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. It's interesting that the act of prostituting the women of your country starts the slip into wickedness. We look around Europe today, we're at a pretty low starting point, and this says if the countries do that, they will slip further into wickedness. Now, as we've just seen, the word prostitute means to commit fornication or to cause to commit adultery. Just how seriously does God take this act of defiling, this prostitution? How seriously is this looked upon? If you'd turn, please, to Deuteronomy 22, we see here, and just the context of it, in verse 13, is two newlyweds, and the husband believes that his wife was not a virgin. And down in verse 20, and if these things are true, and she is not a virgin, then they shall bring out the young woman to the door of the father's house, and the men of the city shall stone her to death with the stones, because she has done a disgraceful thing in Israel, to play the harlot in her father's house. So you shall put away the evil person from among you. God considers this form of prostitution, this defiling, very seriously indeed. But it is not just the woman. Just further on, in verse 23, if a young woman who is a virgin is betrothed to her husband, and a man finds her in the city, this is verse 23, and lies with her, then you should bring them both out to the gate of the city, and you should stone them both to death with stones. The young woman, because she did not cry out, or she was a willing participant, and the man, because he humbled his neighbor's wife. This is so that the evil is put out from among you, to stop the country, or the land of Israel, slipping into wickedness. It is better that they are put out, or their life is taken away now, and that the nation stays obeying God's laws, and that they are dealt with later when they are resurrected, than that a whole country slips down into wickedness. One of the things we mentioned earlier was the cult prostitution, or the temple prostitution. When Israel went into the land that they were given, God said, do not honour me in the ways that the heathens around honour their gods. And the lands around had temple prostitutes or cult prostitutes. And the act of being with a temple prostitute was meant to stimulate the gods so that the fertility was put back into the soil to ensure a good harvest. What does God say about this form of prostitution? If you just turn over the page to Deuteronomy 23. Deuteronomy 23 in verse 17. There shall be no ritual harlot or a temple harlot of the daughters of Israel or a perverted one of the sons of Israel. So the lands around had male and female prostitutes, temple prostitutes. And God says clearly here, Israel should not have those. You shall not bring the hire of a harlot or the price of a dog to the house of the Lord your God for any vowed offering, for both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. So even the money that the prostitutes earn cannot come into the temple. It is a detestable thing to God to even bring the money into the temple. And in your own time, just look at Leviticus 21. A priest who is classed holy is not allowed to marry a whore because of this evil. This world has legalized prostitution. This world, certain countries of it, are now forcing the ladies of their country into prostitution. The act of prostitution is to defile or to desecrate oneself. It is so evil in the eyes of God that the punishment in Israel was death. Even the money was detestable to God. Because the priests were holy, they were not allowed to marry a prostitute or a whore. God hates this because Satan is attacking the husband-wife relationship that the church will have when Christ returns. Satan will do anything to destroy that relationship. And this is one of the reasons why Christ and God hate it so much. Germany is now setting in place laws which force women, married or single, to take any moral job, which now, according to German law, includes prostitution. God does not share that view. Neither should we. We should not even think of tolerating that view whatsoever. God warns that the land will sink into wickedness because of this. It's interesting that it's Germany that has now done that. And it will be interesting just to see what happens.